you don't see yourself in the depth of winter here in Clonus and also final day, then there's no point being back. There's no point being back. We had to believe that, you know, and I suppose the challenge is, you know, trying to build a team and a management team and a group of players on so many levels. You know, the fitness side of things, one thing, the support systems are another, but belief, you know, and a culture, and, you know, they turn up every night and they give it everything. And the same thing happened today. You know, it wasn't perfect, and we have a lot of things to tweak, but they turned up and they gave it everything, and they kept responding, and that's the big takeaway, you know.
What do you say to the players, like, after that sort of breathless game and they're going to finish? What do you say?
I don't think you do. No, you just have to let them enjoy it with their family and soak it up and soak it in and enjoy the journey down the road. It's a very, very Ulster final day. It's a very special day, but to win it is extra special. And you know, we're very thankful tonight. We're very thankful to be on the right side of it.
And you had it, like, coming from 4 points down as well. Like it wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't easy, Chris. It definitely wasn't easy. But, you know, we played Armagh up in Armagh, and we were in a similar situation. And then we responded at the very end. Rian O'Neill kicked a massive score, and we responded. The same thing happened in the league final. And I mentioned the Tyrone game as well. So they have had a habit of digging in the right moments. And I suppose not losing their heads, you know, and trying to stay in the game and stay on processes and keep believing. And they did that. They did that really well, particularly when that 4 point deficit crept in, you know. And it felt like the Armagh fans, it was their moment, and it felt like that for the Armagh players as well. And that, even though that doesn't mean anything because it's an intangible, it is a big thing. When that starts,
it's just gone a long time without a score, and I think it was Niall O'Donnell, and you needed that score at that time.
We needed it, surely. When that starts to creep in, it's hard to turn it. So we're delighted that we did manage to find a way to turn it. And we're Ulster champions. That's where we wanted to be. We're going to go down the road and enjoy it, and we'll get back at it now and enjoy our group stages in 2 weeks' time.
Jim, on an overall view, 13 months ago, the Donegal side, definitely probably at their lowest they've been in years. So they have. If you had to put it down to one thing, what was the biggest improvement you've seen in them 13 months?
Unfortunately, you're the fifth journalist that has asked me that question, and I'm going to say the same thing that I said to them. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
It isn't one thing, it's everything. You know, it's everything. It's personalities, it's people, it's you know, commitment, it's focus, it's belief, it's the backroom team, it's everything. It's everything. So you're trying to find good people, you're trying to find good players. We had a very extensive trial period with the players, so you're putting all that together and just, you know, trying to build everything as quickly as you can. And I'm so proud of them. Like, there's a lot of talk with managers and coaches and all that. There's too much talk sometimes. They've bloody done it. They're the fellas that done it. They were out there kicking them scores and running themselves into the ground, you know, and they did do that, and so did Armagh.
And how was your blood pressure watching that?
I'm getting used to the panic of managing them now, because it's never easy with them. It's never easy, but maybe that will all change now that we're Ulster champions.
Jim, it's never easy, obviously, penalties, but for a player like Aaron Morley to go twice and score the twice, I mean, that's serious balls.
Well, he did play for Ireland. You know, and so it does help when you're an international soccer player, and you can, you know, and a lot of them lads, you know, definitely I would agree with you, but when you have two big midfielders, like, you know, that normally would be hiding around the back, you know, and they're stepping up, that was impressive as well. So well done to them all, well done to them all, you know.
Jim, what is this harder to pick up last summer than it was in 2010?
Oh God, definitely. Definitely, Colin, because you know, I was on a different trajectory myself. Do you know what I mean? I was walking away from a part of my life that I put a lot into, you know, and that I want to go back to someday, probably, you know. But in fairness,
was it hard to pick up the county and everybody in it?
They arrived at the door, like, the day after the Gabriel Pitarone, and they never really stopped after that. That's the bottom line. They never really stopped. You know, 2 days after that, there was a letter in the post box. And it just went from there. Just constantly, they never left me alone, you know. And so that kind of pulls at you, like, emotionally, because you're sitting in the house going, could you help them? Could you make a difference? And, you know, and then I'm not actively working at the minute. And so, you know, you had that sort of scenario running around in your head. And then eventually, Paddy McGrady broke me.
Jim, how important is that emotional part of it then?
Massive. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about inter-county football. You know, place and identity. That's the whole show. That's the whole show. Where you come from and who you represent, and you know, and they're out there today. They're very, very fortunate to be the 15 or the 26 that are actually representing all them other people. They're the fortunate ones, you know. And we were trying to impose that on them last night. We all watched the hurling game last night in the team room, and it was amazing. It was just amazing. It was a brilliant way to set us up for the weekend, because Della's leaving it all out there. We just left it all out there, and we had the same situation ourselves, so it's brilliant.
Jim, this Ulster Championship, I mean, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Do you know what I think? I think the Ulster Championship should be played in the first week of January. That is the way to go. That is the way to go. There's no doubt about that.
Right, okay.
Jim, it's the tougher Ulster Championship, given there was three Division 1 teams, including the league champions.
I think
tougher one than 11 or 12.
I think so, Colin. I think so. Like, the quality of Derry, you know, Tyrone, a team that walked around that pitch, they knew the big day that won All Ireland's Ulsters. You know, this is probably the toughest one we've had, and double extra time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's definitely the toughest one we've come through. You know, and time will tell how you feel about it. You know, the first one's very special, but this seems quite special.
And we can hear the passing of voice, Jim. Does this top down with 2011 to 2012? Is this up there even better?
Every day's massive. Every day's massive, and we'll enjoy it now and savour it.